The last portion asked a question about what Will should do with the binders. Should he save them, or should he unlock Swoop, or should he unlock all three? It's a big question, and it affects me as a writer for what I'm going to do. If he holds on to them, that allows them to use, they have more resources there to use later on. And I could always just write into the story that Will decides to use it at some particular time. But the binders can be used for money, we saw in Bezda. And so they've at least got a lot more money right there. So just not using them at all allows for the resources to be there whenever they want to. To go ahead and unlock Swoop is not a bad idea, even though they don't know how many that'll take, because that's a passive ability that Swoop can use all the time. And so that changes the dynamic of the group. Whatever that ability turns out to be, it's available all the time. You know what Tenebrums is already. It's that dash attack. And it could definitely help them, like Ezra says in the previous post, that it could help them gather food and things like that and keep them safe, because Tenebrum is a combat-style link. So, you know, that changes the dynamic, too, of how the group will function if that's unlocked. And lastly, there's unlocking them fully and figuring out what all of them could do. That's a bit complicated, though I think it's likely, because people want to see this particular thing. But as I unlock them and give all three of them new powers, whenever that happens, it's complicated because you don't want to make your team too strong. You want them to have reasonable weaknesses. And as they get stronger, whatever they meet along the way that causes them problems has to be stronger or, you know, equally threatening in order to make it not easy on your protagonist in that group. Now, with Merlin, and if he truly does have a whole lot of binders at his disposal, then that works really well, because Merlin can bring out a whole bunch of links and could do a whole lot of different things that haven't been defined yet or even made up by me yet. So that allows Merlin to be likely stronger than what the three of them are together. But other things, like whatever they might meet down at this cave or canyon or whatever, needs to be appropriately balanced, that it'll be significantly difficult for them regardless of what is unlocked. I want to go ahead and get them down and into that new bit of tension and action of finding a new thing down there and what is dangerous about that. And I haven't totally decided on what that's going to be. But as I waited to do this post, I thought, this is the night the Neptunox stops. And so I kind of decided to drag this particular post a little slower and serve a bit of time referencing that. I made a big deal about the Neptunox in the beginning, so I didn't really feel like I can just close out and then be like, oh yeah, the Neptunox closed yesterday and it was done. I think Will would remember that Bet said that was the final night, and he would have feelings about it being closed off for a long period of time, and he is stuck there. And along with that comes the feelings of his loss of his family. And so that's why I had him kind of through a bridge of thinking about Bet and Ezra's family to think about his own and get onto the thought process of the Neptunox. Instead of pushing ahead, I felt like that should be at least a little bit revisited. And so that's kind of what I did in this post, instead of just having them wake up and then decide, you know, how to unlock the links and maybe see what they could do at that point. So I just want to make sure when you bring up things as an author, you have to pay them surface to where they actually are used, are referenced, are seen. And I most certainly may not have done that incredibly well on a first draft, but that's something that's important. I thoroughly dislike it when authors or something bring up something that could be important or should be important, and then they just kind of neglect it and let it sit there. So I need to be conscious of that and not just brush it aside because I have a new idea.